As part of our Inquire Indiana series, we want to hear your questions about the Hoosier State, then we'll work to find the answers. And we got a couple of questions about security during the upcoming election. Greg from Culver wants to know if Hoosiers have the right to ask for a paper ballot. He says he's concerned about election hacking. And Lucy from Bloomington asked, which Indiana counties do not have paper ballots? WFIU's Barbara Brozier tracked down the answers.
Whether Hoosiers have access to paper ballots when they vote depends on where they live. About two-thirds of Indiana's counties only offer electronic voting. The remaining counties use optical scan ballots, or paper ballots, which voters fill out and machines tally. Monroe County is among them.
There is the option of having an electronic ballot, but that's usually people who have certain needs that cannot perhaps write.
That's Monroe County Election Supervisor Karen Wheeler. She fields a lot of calls before voting gets underway. And this year, lots of people have the same question.
People really want to know that their ballot is secure. And I can safely tell you that Monroe County is doing everything possible to make sure that their integrity of their ballot is being taken very seriously.
There are several steps the county takes to safeguard its election process. Those who vote early won't have their ballots counted until Election Day. Until then, Wheeler says they're kept behind a locked door that's secured with two combination locks. Wheeler says a Democrat and a Republican have the code to each of the locks.
Anytime we handle a ballot in this office, it's always by a bipartisan team. No one takes a ballot and even walks across the room without having another person of the other party with them.
When people vote on November 6th, they'll insert their ballots into a machine that will tabulate the results. And that information is stored in several ways. Bob White is an IT consultant for Monroe County.
We actually have three backups. The data goes onto the data card. The data is housed in the machine until we clear it after the election. And then we also have the ballots we can go back to. And we can run through a high-speed scanner or a regular speed scanner. Doesn't matter.
But that leads to other concerns for some people about hacking. The voting machines aren't connected to the internet, and the data cards would show evidence of interference if someone tried to manipulate them. The National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine recently released a report that recommends all states use human verifiable paper ballots by 2020. That's something Indiana Secretary of State Connie Lawson says her office is working on.
So we'll be talking to the General Assembly and our counties and our vendors about making sure that Indiana can provide that. But it won't be in 2018. But we feel very confident on our machines and our equipment that we're using.
In the meantime, only Hoosiers living in counties that already use paper ballots can vote that way. Lawson says people can't request a paper ballot just to put their minds at ease.
I think it's important for people to remember that we've had more problems reading paper ballots and the way the voter intended to vote than we've ever had on any machine that we use here in the state of Indiana.
A Ball State University program tests all of the state's election equipment before it's put to use. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.